Be a transition though. We live.
That's what's up. Welcome. It's the All Man Podcast, where we're having casual conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
All that shit.
I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the brand.
And I'm Wayne Hashtag. Let's get this shit popping.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like that.
So are you gonna get it popping?
Yeah, man. We fresh off the tour. You know, we hit the cigar lounges. You know what I mean? We put our faces out there. All Man Podcast was active tonight. And in the midst of having some great conversation, shout out Cigar Mike, by the way, man. He really dropped some jewels this evening with us.
100.
On some real man conversation shit in true form of the All Man Podcast. But in the midst of us having a discussion, Tony Davis was bringing up some great dialogue. Michael Andrew was bringing up some great dialogue. And I kind of interjected. And I basically said, it's the Starbucks principle. And in lamest terms, what that means is people like convenience. People being relationship-wise, you know, men and women, they too often will say, you know, Starbucks has the best, and this is the only kind of pub we're getting because we're using an example. So Starbucks, y'all want to throw us some money, y'all more than welcome to do so. But, you know, Starbucks is the greatest. You know, I have Starbucks every morning. I love I'm a rewards member with Starbucks because Starbucks is every fucking where. But the little coffee shop that's been open 2 years that has better coffee, better quality service, the people know your name when you come in. You know, they always giving you promo deals just off the fly because they know you fucking with them.
It ain't even no promo. They just showing love.
They just showing love, right? They showing love. But people will go to a Starbucks before all else because they feel like, I feel like I'm going to get what I think I want here. Mm-hmm. Right? And what happens is that translates to relationships and engagement with men and women, because all too often, men and women will say, nah, man, I got something good here. Or I'm good with this. I'm comfortable with this. So we're just going to run down the street to the Starbucks real quick. You know, I'm going to pick up a mocha latte. You know, I'm going to get my rewards card punched. I'm going to get one of those lemon cakes that they got. You know what I mean? That's prepackaged.
You go to Starbucks pretty frequently, don't you?
Nah, actually, I don't. My wife does, though. She loves that shit.
So you knew about the cakes and everything,
yeah,
right?
You know what I mean? They delicious. But anyway, but that's what I'm saying. People will be like, oh, man, I'm going to run and get this because I know they got that, versus just going a little further down the street and saying, I'm going to try something new.
Or something better.
Or something better.
I'm going to go to something better.
But people don't know what's better because they're still trying to do what they think is the right thing to do in those circumstances. It's the whole theory about the Starbucks principle. It's a Starbucks on every fucking corner. It's a Starbucks in the airport. It's a Starbucks in retail stores. It's a Starbucks little pop-up shops. But no one's paying attention to these little coffee houses that have better service, have better quality products, because everybody thinks it's synonymous to a Starbucks. When you see that guy or that girl who looks amazing, they well put together, they got all they shit together, quote unquote, because we don't know. I don't know what the fuck goes on in the Starbucks kitchen. I don't know what's going on with Starbucks corporate.
They ain't got no kitchen. They warming it up. Right,
you feel what I'm saying? I don't know what these baristas be doing behind the scenes.
Breaking stuff, I can tell you that.
Just straight up.
For a living.
Straight up. You know what I mean? But no one really knows anything else except the aesthetics of what they show. So then when you go somewhere of quality and you have something of quality, you bypass that. You overlook it more than you should because you're so used to seeing that emblem,
okay,
that branding.
So I ask each one of you this. When is enough enough? When do you say, oh, you know what? Screw it. This is what it is.
Right.
I'm just going to Starbucks.
No. This is what it is.
Fucking with Starbucks.
I see how the game is played.
Right.
And I can rig the system. Not rig it, but I can play it to where I know the cheat code.
Right.
So when do you just say, forget it? And when would you teach your children or your friends? You say, hey, you know what, man? They like Starbucks. Give them Starbucks.
Right.
Here goes a bunch of empty Starbucks packages until you can afford your own Starbucks. Yeah. And then they'll be like putty in your hands.
I think that's a great analogy. I think that's what happens. I think that we as a society become complacent in what we think is good. What we think is good. I just showed the podcast a meme, and it was a picture of a very seductive, exotic, erotic picture of a woman giving fellatio, hanging off the bed with a penis in her mouth. And the caption says, yeah, this is reserved for the real ones who say, in quotations, baby, do what you want to do with your money. I got everything else. And then at the bottom of that, it says, hashtag, it's a husband.
It's problematic for
it's some. It's also a hooker.
It is.
Because if it's about money.
Right.
Because money is tied into it.
Of course.
I don't hear love. It shows a, you know, cosmic, you know, color, right, and it has that feel.
It does. That imagery.
But and oftentimes I look back on my many of my relationships, and there have only been a few that weren't tied to financial conversations or financial interaction. Now, here I will be fair and say nobody wants to be with anybody broke.
No.
And we get it.
But
however, if it's always tied into finances, okay, you're right, sweetheart. I'm gonna go make my money.
Yep.
But the love goes out with it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's funny. People say they don't want to. I don't want no ladies for the sake of this conversation. Will say I don't want no broke nigga, and I'm like, yeah, he has superficial or financial means, and is broken, broken mentally, is broken socially, and they'll be like, oh, I'll take that.
Yes.
And that's you know, that's one of the things that we were talking about in
production.
But even in, so two things there.
Two things.
I had to get mine out the way. Was when you were talking about Starbucks, two things that we miss is branding,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And frequency. So in branding, when you're doing something, there's something very calculated about what they're doing. They're saying, look, our colors, I think now Starbucks actually has its own green, the Starbucks green. Starbucks green, white. You're gonna see the mermaid. Like, they're very calculated things that these people are doing to attract a certain type of demographic. Because be clear, in agreement, but also in contradiction to what Wayne was saying, there are plenty of people who say, "Man, fuck Starbucks. I fucking hate Starbucks."
Right.
And I hate Starbucks because of the overly commercialization of the whole situation, and that they are sending, you know, small mom and pop coffee shops that have better coffee out of business. So I'm gonna go support the smaller coffee shops. Like, I was reading this book called Primal Branding, and that's one of the things that it was talking about, is that you have to have, like, enemies. You have to have the people who are your allies within the brand, but you also need your people to be like, they're not like us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing happens in a relationship. When you have a person saying, because he wants to be educated, and education is not going to necessarily yield wealth, but it will yield proper money management. So a person who is actually good with money may say, no, I'm not spending that money on something frivolous, because that doesn't make sense. I'm not spending the money on a grande, because that shit is $6.25, and I can have a better cup of coffee with some whipped cream, and it's homemade whipped cream and all this other shit that's bigger for $4.
Or a fraction of the cost.
You know what I'm saying? And people know me. Or if it's the six, it's just a better quality.
Right.
So I'm gonna choose to spend my money in that space, or in that better way. So again, even to that picture, if I'm seeing somebody like who's like, shit, I want to suck your dick, because you let me hold my money. You let me hold my money.
Mm-hmm.
We're not collectively building. Cool. I understand that brand. And I understand what that brand principle needs to look like. Yo, what's yours is what's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. No, that's not what I'm saying. You're saying what's mine is yours, and what's mine is mine.
Right.
Right? Cool. If I have the financial wherewithal to say what's mine is yours to a certain degree, to cover the bills, to cover the house, and cover your little car payment, then we good.
I want we have enough ladies that listen to the show.
Yeah.
I want to know if there are any real women, and I'm going to neg you there, that can see with inside and admit that, if there is any truth to that.
Yeah.
Because we've been, you know, I've been struggling with it. I can't speak for the other fellas.
I think we've all been struggling.
To come to the understanding that, hey, you know what? This is truth.
Right. Yeah. Even with my own relationship with my wife, I'm in love with my wife. I hold my wife to a certain regard. That still doesn't denote the fact that as a woman, she has her own ideology about her own situation in our marriage as well as she has as a woman. The struggle becomes is where's the weight of your ideology?
Delve into that.
How do you preface the things that you do and still say, oh, I'm in love with this person because he's my husband, I cherish and honor this union, blah, 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 but then have a completely different ideology about the specifics of that? That's what I have an issue with.
Well, again, it speaks to what you were also talking about as well, is the religion behind that. So religion, not in the spiritual sense, but religion in this is something that you do over and over and over again.
Right.
So there's a frequency that I was also making mention of. Motherfuckers don't really like Starbucks in mass, like we would think. But again, the frequency of you seeing something, when it comes to advertising, when it comes to branding, not more so advertising than it comes to branding, most people need to see something 7 times before they are taken on as a new customer. So if a woman sees you 7 times, right, and in those 7 times, or at least 3 or 4 times, you show up in a nice car. Now, again, the frequency of that is also going to be a determinant, because if she's seeing me 3 times over the course of a week, at 3 different events, I pulled up in a nice car, I'm always dressed well, and she saw me moving. Shout out to Cigar Mike, was like, yo, if I know everybody in the spot, I'm dapping everybody up, and I walked past the line, and I'm able to do that 3 times over the course of a week, I probably will have her.
Right.
I at least on the very surface of it, have her attention. And if my goal is to fuck, I probably can fuck. I'll probably catch her at one of those three times and be able to get her back home. Now, after that, if I've turned into Cinder, if I was Cinder Fellow and my fairy godfather is gone after that, and I pull up in a hoopty after that, she may feel played or disrespected or whatever, but the reality of it is you bought into the frequency. Now, if we're taking it a little bit deeper and we say frequency is also a vibration, and women, and this is why, you know, women need to step into the fullness of understanding what their femininity is. Like, then you would have paid attention to the vibration of that person and not just seeing him in his frequency and like the consistency of seeing him over and over. So again, you can see a motherfucker and be like, girl, he pulled up in the Benz. Oh, every time I see him, he pull up in the Benz. He got a nice suit on. Not realizing that's the same suit. He just switched up the shirt.
Right.
Switched up the shoes. And fellas, that's a great way to get some more use out of your clothes and buy quality.
True.
And that Maybach may have been fucking rented for the week. Because he knew he had to go to three different events. And for business purposes, he was just trying to show up a certain type of way.
Right.
But he didn't lie to you. He was square business with you. He was like, yo, this is, yeah, you met me. You saw whatever you wanted to see in the branding of that. So you saw my spot. You saw the Starbucks and you saw the caramel macchiato. And was like, oh, this shit good because it's sweet and tasty and all, look at all the whipped cream, but you got not even a full cup of coffee.
Right.
So at the end of that, if you did that for the whole week, you would have been sick. Like, fuck around. You do that for a year, you got fucking high diabetes or some shit.
It's what we were speaking to pre-production briefly about perception and
perspective.
And perspective.
Yeah.
Because the perception that someone gives you and the perspective that you therein have from that perception is what is a driver for what people think they want to do. Men are the same way. Men feel like, I'm finna get all this money because I'm gonna fuck all these bitches. Does every man think that? Of course not. But that is an ideology or a perception that is perpetuated in society and is looked highly upon.
Yeah.
It's looked highly upon. But women aren't saying, you know what? We shouldn't allow our man to do that. What they're doing is, yeah, girl, fuck him. He got it.
Yeah, they really,
you know, to a certain degree, and the homies, the dudes are like, yeah, my nigga, you got it. You could do it. Versus just saying, where's the value in that? Where's the value in you going to Starbucks 3 or 4 times a week, spending $10, $15 a pop to get fucking overrated coffee with some frap on the top of the shit or some whipped cream that came out of a fucking can? And it's like, where are you getting that from?
Arguing the other side would be the chances of you having less financial strain is high. Because if he chooses you just to have sex with you, then likely if you were being a woman in a bind,
right,
then he's going to help you out, rent or even trips or, you know, I know this all sounds superficial, but that's how it plays out.
And you would do the same shit. Like I just said, like we were talking about it early, a homie would be like, again, my homie who I took some notes from was like, listen, if I'm going out to a massage, a spa or something, to get a massage, doing whatever, I call the chick, be like, yo, you want to come? And she thinks it's something special. No, motherfucker, I was going here anyway. I was going to go do this shit whether you came or not. And if I wanted company, I would have brought somebody else if you were unavailable.
But it also speaks to what you were saying earlier, Michael Andrew, about frequency. Because Tony could do the same thing with a nice-looking young lady. He could say, listen, I'm going to have a cigar. You want to go have a cigar with me? If she's never had a cigar, she's going to think that's the greatest shit in the world. And she's open to that. If she's open to that opportunity, right, yeah, she's going to be like, oh, he took me to have cigars.
Yeah.
You know, only bosses smoke cigars.
Well, the caveat there, she has to have that perception.
Right.
Only bosses smoke cigars. And I've never smoked a cigar. So Tony took me out to this cool spot. It was sexy. We had drinks. And then he taught me how to smoke a cigar. Now there's nuance to what he's providing. And Tony may have been like, shit, on some G shit, if my homie was out and it's a dude and he never smoked a cigar, I'm going to be like, yo, this is how you smoke a cigar, my nigga, just because I don't want you to waste your money.
I get what you guys are saying, and that is true, but it also adds to part of the fantasy of I want to be attended to, adored.
Yep. I
want to
be exclusive.
Yes. I want to be something that I dreamt of being. I want to be Cinderella. I want you to care for me.
Yeah.
And I want to feel like I'm somebody special.
So that's the interesting thing too about those stories. Like a lot. So Cinderella, even if we look at that story, right? Even from the Disney story,
yeah,
right? They did that story and people didn't pay attention to how that process went. Number one, she ain't had no money. Right, and she is a good person. She's a good natured chick.
Right. She's attractive.
She mm-hmm. probably cute, you know, based on that shit. Her sisters is trash, right? Like, AKA for some of you ladies, your friends is trash as fuck, right? And you have a bad perception of what love is supposed to look like from your mama, right? Even though that wasn't your real mom, right? Mm-hmm. But she got an understanding of love from her father. So for a lot of young ladies who are telling, we had this conversation as well, I don't need no man. I can be a mother and a father. Like, that's dangerous. That's super dangerous because there's certain things that you cannot teach a young boy or a young girl about masculinity. You don't have those necessary tools to see that in mass. To deal with that in mass. You don't understand how a man processes certain things. And to our homie Cigar Michael made a great point earlier today. He said, how are you going to teach a man, or how are you going to argue with a man about what it means to be a man with a man if you're a woman? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Instead of you asking questions, becoming curious, you're forcing these perceptions or your perspective on this person and then saying you should just submit to it.
Because it's okay. No one said, hey, you know what? I don't think this is a good idea. And if so, you, like me, maybe you've been met with backlash. Yeah. And it's now it's a debate, quote unquote, argument. Yeah. And it really, and instead of seeing my point of view, you know, we're kind of dueling it out for what's the
for
purpose.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, for bragging rights. I don't have high hopes that love is is a factor in all that. I think love is tied into, and I've said this before, how someone feels with you.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's cool, but if it's about the experiences of life,
yeah,
and being able to do that, I can understand a woman wanting someone with means.
And again, I'm all for that.
Hang on. However,
hmm.
I'd love for a woman to say, hey, would it be okay if your guy stepped out? Because he has means, and if he has desires outside of you, and for lack of a better term, gets bored at times and wants something more exciting.
Yeah. Right.
Is it okay as long as he's taking care of you? Going back to the song, I don't care about some other chicks.
Right.
Just be good to me.
Right. Or if he... I don't care about... But or... or can he then be more... more vocal about talking about certain things that he requires from you. If you require money and I come back and say, well, then I require you working out, taking care of your body and all these other, that's what I'm saying.
You cannot.
And why would you say that?
Let me rephrase. I would suggest that he does not bring that up. The moment you fall off, I will replace you. There's no feelings in this exchange.
Mm-mm.
Because we have an understanding.
We have an understanding. Even if it's not mentioned.
Yeah.
Hey, I got with you. I wanted to sleep with you. My purpose was this.
Yeah.
Your purpose was this. You got it. You didn't keep it. You didn't ask why. So, ladies, if you need a guy with means, it's best to follow up with, what do I have to do to keep this?
Right.
So we talk about relationships being work. It's also a job. So when you go to your job and you say, hey, what do I got to do to be better every year? My suggestion is you do that with a guy every 2 months.
Right.
I know it sounds stupid. I'm just kicking games so people don't feel like I'm bagging on them. I'm not.
Or whatever frequency you need to that seems legitimate to you, whether it's every 2 months or every 6 months.
Mm. No, I'm saying I'm speaking from a guy who's, and people, and we've been talking about it. I'm serious about it. I question quitting my direction as far as promoting my book.
Right.
It's been out almost 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start doing some heavy marketing, and it's likely going to hit. Don't wait till somebody cool or who has a lot of followers tell you go get the book. Go get it. Because I will be different. I know you either get the love guy now or you get the money guy later.
Do you think that's a determining factor in future engagements for your relationships?
What?
Making that proclamation to yourself saying, I'm going to be different because this is what I am set to do.
Yes. Like that's it. That's it now.
Right.
We've seen me break down. We've seen me be bothered by women because I believed in what I thought love was.
Right.
And I thought love was not about money. I thought love was not about, you know, we can build.
Yeah,
we talked about hard-hatting.
Right.
No, I can build. And you're along for the ride for however long I see that you fit along for the ride.
Right.
And I'm curious if there are any women out there who can knowingly go into an engagement right now. Right now. You understand that I am well below the water in financial strain.
Yeah.
But let's just say I make it. Because that's my goal now. I make it financially.
Right.
Yeah. Well above the water. Financially, are you okay with me having? I'm now reaching out right now for polyamorous women, for women who are open to a polyamorous relationship with Tony Davis.
Yeah,
or and understanding me being having multiple women.
I think the key there is an understanding of such
an open relationship. But I'm asking if there are any women out there listening to this who can look inside and say, okay, if Tone, he's cool peoples. If Tone makes it, I will be willing to be with him sexually as long as, he doesn't disrespect me and whatnot. We hang out and we do this, but I understand that he is going to be out there.
Right.
But I'm still going to be one of the regulars.
Right.
And that's okay. Because I was having a conversation with one of our loyals, and she said she wants
I like that. Our loyals.
Our loyals. Yeah. She says she wants a guy who is, she doesn't want to settle, and I respected her for that. And she said, I want a guy who is above me because it's going to make me want to level up. And if he's above me, she's talking financially.
Right.
And if he's above me, I know that we are in basically, for lack of a better term, good space. I didn't say anything. I just listened because that's her desire. That's right. Her preference. And that's fine. But if he's above you, and you if you require him to be above you, does that mean that there are different concessions for him?
That's the question to your question initially. What will it take to snap out of that societal fantasy? I think it's making a choice between love or leisure.
Speak on it.
Do you want love, whatever capacity that stands for you, or do you want to leisurely go into life because of the things that you quote unquote want? And that's fine, but you have to decide that.
I don't think that people make conscious. I don't think that women make conscious decisions.
I don't think men do either.
I don't think men understand.
No.
I am 40 and just now coming to terms with this is what it is.
Yeah.
Don't, if you want to cry about it, cry about it. I've looked over many of my relationships going back.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that I thought was serious or that I wanted to be serious with. And I'm like, not all of them cared about money, but however, money played a factor.
And that's fair.
It wasn't looks. It wasn't how I treated her. It wasn't that I was, you know, loyal. It wasn't that I want to be with her and fucking massage her feet. None of that.
Right.
Pardon my language. I'm trying not to curse as much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of the year, at least
on the show.
It's that time of the year.
Okay. it wasn't about that. Many of them, finances played a part. And that's just way of life. And that's fine.
And that's
but
real.
But if it's going to be finances playing a part, I need to play my part.
And ladies, you need to, speaking to ladies, you know, you guys got to understand that when you're talking to a dude, especially us as black men, we understand that the minute that money comes into play, and let's be more specific. Here in Atlanta, where we live, a dude who's making $75,000 a year as a single dude, with no children, is probably making closer to $100,000. Like if he don't even have to be really good with money. Like he could be upside down and really be living $125,000 life. On $70,000 and still make it look like he's in the black, but he's in the red like a motherfucker.
Right,
right. Enough to pull the baddies. Like, and that don't mean he's gonna keep them long term, but like he can keep on re-upping, with how he moves
because of his resources.
Because of the perception of resources, right? A dude who has $150,000. Is balling. So just to set perspective, $70,000, I can probably have a late model or medium to late model vehicle that's gonna be a luxury vehicle, Benz, Mercedes, maybe Infiniti. Oh, definitely an Infiniti. Like anyone
they're selling used Maseratis for $48,000.
Right. So you're right. I could be driving around in a Maserati. Right. At $75,000, I can live in a dope ass apartment. It ain't gonna be a big ass house, but it's a dope ass apartment. And I can be out eating pretty much every night of the week. So I can take, and I can afford to take a chick out almost every night of the week. So at that point, it looks a certain way. Like, oh man, this nigga out here doing it.
But in reality
is actually like, oh shit. When you get with him, this nigga credit is fucked up because he's spending all this money. But again, the perception is there, right? Versus the dude who has $150,000, $200,000, what you've added on now is I'm traveling. Like now I'm out here. We in Miami.
I'm international with this shit.
We in LA. Nigga, you ain't even got to be international. We in LA. We in Miami. Fucking Miami round trip ticket from here is $200. To New York is fucking $150, $200.
Let me fly you out.
Let me on fucking Frontier JetBlue.
I think a fly out's a fly out.
Nigga, but that's my point.
Right. Right.
That's my point. And again, it's also contingent, because I know some young ladies are rolling their eyes. And I'm going to tell you why. If you catch you a young one, 22, 23, you fly out on Frontier JetBlue. She's super excited. Now, a chick who 36, 37 is bad. It's bad.
It's rare because you're starting to hit the wall. Let's just be upfront. You're in competition.
You're in competition. Yes.
And that's not only women. That is men as well. Because there are... Wait.
It's less likely with men.
It's less likely, but there is still a competitive aspect to that.
Financially.
Yes. Because there are 30-year-olds who are making in that range of 70, 80,
yep,
who have more exposure to a certain aesthetic, mm-hmm, in life. And then there are older gentlemen who are making well over six figures, who are not exposed to a certain lifestyle or nightlife, but they can do just as much shit, if not better.
Nah, it's gonna be different though. So understand this. As a man, women actually appreciate experience and maturity. Like,
I call bullshit.
I'm gonna tell you why. It's mad niggas that I know right now who take care of themselves, right? But got great, like. A woman will say, "Oh, I love a man with a little bit of gray in his hair." I've asked women this, like, "Yo, why you like these niggas with gray hair?" Because it makes him look more distinguished. It makes him look older. Perception. I'm telling you, that's the perception. Versus, and a dude who's like, "Yo, I'm not going out to the club. Like, I'm going to this dope ass art gallery. I got this, you know, my homie right now." who be on IG, be cooking this shit with the dope ass green egg and the bourbon and all that other bullshit.
Yeah.
He not out. I mean, it ain't bullshit, but that shit be looking good as fuck. But like, he don't be out.
All that jazz.
Right? He's not necessarily out, but this nigga was up in fucking Saint Tropez last month. That's what chicks is.
Let me tell you something, man.
That's what chicks is people.
Have experience. It's a rarity to find that one mid to late 30s plus woman who understands art galleries like a wine expert understands fucking
wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Motherfuckers, get them some sangria, shut the fuck up, and let's go hang out.
But again,
if I'm wrong, oh, I like this. Well, what kind of wine do you like? Oh, I don't know. I just usually get this shit.
I like red.
Yeah, what type of red is
right,
like?
Exactly. Like red?
Rosé?
Exactly.
That's not red.
Yeah. it's rosé. Right.
Yeah.
And we're banging. I was hurt. I'm no longer hurt. I'm numb.
Okay.
And I wasn't hurt because of women. I was hurt because of...
The experiences.
No. Because I didn't want to believe.
Mm.
I didn't want to believe that my dream of having something pure, because I... Like Michael Andrews, I'm going here anyway.
Yeah.
And here for Tony Davis, I'm going to be rich. Now people say, oh, well, you haven't made it yet. Okay, keep playing. Yep. I'm asking now, and I'm not being funny.
Right.
If you're open to a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah.
Now, once I make it and you see my rise, be in shape or be good at sex. Be good at being taking care of yourself and being well kept.
Or whatever. Because understand.
No, not whatever.
No. what I'm saying is, encompass that package that you were flaunting when I was at this space.
Oh, no. You can't be that at that stage. You can't be that. You cannot be that at that. No, you
but
can't.
No,
be
that's
that
what
at
I'm.
That
space. That you're. That's no, what I mean. That's what I mean.
But you're wrong, though.
But no, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. The perception is wrong, because now it's exactly what you and Tony are saying.
Yeah, be clear though.
Look, be clear. This is what the fuck is going on, right? I don't know what you have going on in some years from now. I'm telling you right now, this is what the fuck is going on.
You won't be good enough where you are. 90% of women
that's
we
what
see
I was gonna say
won't be good enough where they are.
But that's what I mean.
Step your game up.
Why?
Even if you bad as I don't know what.
Right.
You fighting time.
Yes, you're fighting time, and you still need to be open to me exploring outside of there. It's not going to be a union.
Right,
I'm Leonardo DiCaprio with this shit now.
Would you? I'm glad we're segueing into this. So as I was saying before, it's a construct of love versus leisure.
There is no love. I know what you meant with women. There is no love,
and that's what I'm trying to get to.
It's over.
Is because you wanted love when I was trying to give love.
Right.
And now that I don't want to give love anymore, I'm living my life of leisure. Right. You want love.
It's a play toy. You women, in the sense of the scenario that you guys spoke about as far as, you know, the post.
Yes.
You can keep your money. You're a play toy.
Yeah.
The moment, what I'm really saying is I'm paying for you.
Right.
And that's fine.
So as long as you, yeah.
As long as we have an understanding that you're a play toy.
Agreed.
Now, I don't care about your feelings, and please don't tell me about your day. No disrespect.
Right, but it is
Let's
what it is.
Let's just be I'm holding up my fantasy.
You have your money.
Yes, you have your money.
You have your money.
That pays for my fun time.
Right.
I don't want to hear each day was long, because I'm going to fish that out via text.
Right.
Hey, am I going to see you? Oh, my gosh, yes. I need to sit down and relax. No.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want someone who's going to be excited.
Now, what
I don't want to unwind. I don't want to have
no wind down Wednesdays.
Yeah, I don't want to have a bubble bath with you to rub your back. None of that.
Now,
that's what your money's for. Go get a massage.
And see, this is the thing.
Cold
because there are
blooded.
People. There are people who are listening right now, men and women, who are like, "Wow." There are men who are like, "Yeah, that's true."
I'm not saying anything that's not.
And there are also women who are saying, "I can't believe they would say something like that. That's not how it is." Then tell us how it is.
I was just gonna ask.
Right. Then tell us how it is.
Tell me how you would want it to be, where it doesn't sound like what Michael Andrews said earlier.
Right.
What's mine is mine and what's yours is mine.
Yeah.
Tell us how you want, what your vision of hard hatting is to you.
Exactly.
Engage with us on allmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or allman, all as an antagonist.
Right. Stop fucking going to Starbucks.
No. Do what you want to do.
No. I'm saying, Wayne is saying this. Stop going to Starbucks. Punching your fucking reward card. Oh, I'm building all these points.
Well, niggas ain't even.
And the moment that you get some bad shit from Starbucks, you like, fuck Starbucks. I'm going to the little corner. No.
That's generally what happens, but have you ruined your opportunity at love?
Right.
Because you decided to to chase your fantasy.
Yeah, that latte don't taste the same, do it?
No, but here's. I don't even know what love is. Please, somebody tell me what love is to you. Men or women?
Yeah,
I want to know, even from both sides of the aisle, the people who listen, please tell us what love is to you. I don't care if you have to text us. I don't care if you have to call us. Tell us what love is to you. Meet us up. Hopefully we can get out this weekend.
Yes.
I know a lot of you. I've run into a few different people like, oh, Monticello? Oh, that's raw. Oh, really? Yeah, I know one of the cigar managers there.
Okay. You should. Oh my gosh. You must know.
Oh, we can't have a conversation because that's how we probably met.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that I'm. So to what Tone is saying, and me and him are in agreement, even if we have two perspectives of that. Like, is for me, again, if I'm meeting a young lady, and she's saying this is what I want, and I've said this prior to. Yo, I need a motherfucker to make a lot of money. Cool. If I like you, I'm going to go get this money. And again, I don't lose if I don't get you. I'm winning.
Real quick, let me chime in.
Yeah.
Women, you can... I'm going to just say how it sounds in my head. Women, you can motivate a man to be better. That shit 100. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can motivate a dude to make money.
Yes.
If you want him, you can surely motivate him.
Yes.
Power of the pussy. It works. Just understand how to work it.
And even deeper, the power of femininity, too. Like,
I think that's more the more what, yeah.
No,
what
but
I
I'm saying for superficial niggas, yes, power to pussy will motivate a man. You'd be surprised if you want this. You want this pussy. What was it in Wolf of Wall Street when fam is making all that money,
right.
Is fucking up, and she opened her legs. Oh, show that pussy, and he start crawling over there,
right.
And she put that fucking heel on that nigga's head.
Patty,
chill. Right. And he's like, Patty. What?
You got you?
I can't. Nah, you.
No, you gotta go make some.
You gotta go get your shit together.
Right.
So what I'm saying, like, ladies, understand if a woman tells me that, and it's for me more than pussy. Like, yo, she got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go be better. It was a young lady who we both know. Friends of the aficionado.
Okay, all right.
Who I said when I first met her, like, oh yeah, that's a chick who make a nigga better. Like, And it wasn't just because she was pretty. It was her whole essence. It was her whole vibe, how she knew it, how she moved, all those different types of things. But I don't lose if she not interested and I did all this shit for you. Understanding that, like, yo, you could be a great motivating factor without being my motivation.
Right. I find that that there is a chance that women do not know how to seduce properly. It was a statement that was made early, and I agree with it.
Yes, I said that.
Yeah, Michael Andrew made a statement, and I find that many of you ladies do not know how to properly seduce. And what I sense of that is that you think that one way works.
Yeah.
I spoke to a few of my lady friends, lady associates, and we had a conversation about there's this pastor who was on Facebook looking like he was engaged in some sexual stuff and he had a family.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my lady friends was like, yo, rate his performance. And so I rated it and she's like, oh, tell me why. So we get into a conversation and it was with three other women.
Mm-hmm.
One's 49, one's 39, one's 34. And I go into detail, similarly to how we break down movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Of,
and that's broken down.
Yeah, and I'm breaking it down.
Right.
I'm like, okay, from my experience and my level, or what I feel like I am, this is how to approach certain things. And I counted down if you were a boxer or a martial artist, I counted down my different forms of levels.
Right.
And they were pretty much like, whoa.
Engaged.
Yeah, they were engaged. And it was respect given. Like, yo, this dude knows what he's talking about. It wasn't that I was flaunting. We were just having a conversation, yeah. And I just delved into, hey, man, you know, if this doesn't work, then you try this.
Right.
You know, yeah, things of that nature. Similar to an experienced doctor, a physician. And I find that a lot
is
of
there
women.
Is a doctor in the house?
Is exactly. Head doctor. A lot. One of the ladies there did not know. She made a statement to me today. And she said, hey, she made a statement saying, hey, you got a mom, you got, you know, women friends, you should know what I'm talking about. She made a woman statement. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have completely lost.
She was like, yeah, but you've been with women, you should know.
And ladies, that's where you fuck up. Yo.
I don't know what chapter it is.
We're all shaking our heads.
But I've written about it. And this is what gave me promise to say, hey, Tone, you're on the right path.
Yes.
When you wrote this, you said, hey, that's stupid. Say a woman has a female hairstylist and you sit in a chair and says, hey, you're a woman. You know what a woman wants. Chances are you're going to get out of that chair.
Looking fucked
looking
up.
Looking not how you want to look.
Nuts.
Why can't you just have a conversation and explain what you mean?
Because you don't necessarily, most of the time you don't know.
Drop the mic. Like, I'm gonna drop the mic off of what he said.
Yeah. Because you don't know. And the problem is again, and what ladies have said this, you should know what, like I had a young lady I was dating, she was like, you should know what a woman wants. I said, here's the problem. I'm smart enough to know that every woman ain't the same. You're too aloof to really recognize that you're different from every other woman.
I said, aloof.
You want me to then look at you different, but right. You're saying treat me the same. Because if I'm supposed to know what every chick wants, then I'm supposed to just react robotically,
right?
Because you're no longer an individual; you're the mass,
right?
And so that's the thing. That's the danger of where you're fucking up. Listen, and I'm cool with a woman who says, "Yo, I don't know what I want." That's great. Thank you so much. You know how much respect I would have for a woman if she.
But how many times does that happen?
That's why I would have so much respect for it. But if you don't know, also.
Cheerio. Cheerio meaning zero. I'm not British.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
But at the same time, a lot of women aren't okay with what that comes with.
And right.
So again, women, this is just as much your fault as it is your predecessor's fault as well. But like, women are not, when Tone was saying women don't know how to seduce. Women have purely focused on their physical appearance in modern day society.
I agree.
They don't know how to walk. They don't know how to talk. They don't even know how to switch up switch up their rhythm and their pitch and their pace. So in speech, if you ever took a speech class, those are three things. Well, it's actually five things, but those are three of the main things that you want to pay attention to.
We're your not tone. Doing five things.
There's your tone, your pitch, your pace, and your rhythm. So, Tone almost spilled his yak. You almost made me spill my yak.
Yak. Nickel.
Get in the car, nigga. Nickel. Trying to make him spill his yak now. Right. Don't swallow, nigga. They be choking like a mother. So, when you dealing, but again, when I talk to a woman who knows how to switch up and stuff, be like, oh, really? I can't believe that shit is so crazy. Wait, so, tell me more about, you be like, nigga.
Which is the one, not necessarily that you can make me do better, but if you know how to do it,
because again,
I'll jump out this window.
Right.
Listen, because a woman knows how to, I've said this and I will continue to say this, women, you either can manipulate or motivate your man. And in certain situations, we need either or.
Right.
Sometimes we need to be manipulated. Yeah. Like, how did I end up here?
Now, the caveat to that is that I know, the women listeners are listening right now and saying, what about a man? What if a man? This is one of the sole reasons why we do this podcast, is we can speak to our male counterparts and engage with them and say, listen, my brother, whatever you think you're doing, you're not. It's another nigga fucking your bitch. I'm sorry.
Jody?
I had to break it down to you that way.
Yeah.
It happens. And for you men out there who are so...
And worse, she ain't your bitch. She's not your lady. She's not your woman.
That, and even worse, you thought she was.
Yep.
You thought she was.
Yeah, you thought... There's nothing that can
Your ego led you to the maniacal thought of, oh my God, how could my woman do this to your woman?
She hit you with the, nigga, I didn't know we was together.
She didn't even got to hit you with that. The reality is, if she can be taken, she wasn't yours.
Yes.
What's mine is mine and cannot be taken.
No.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, again, and that's the same thing that we have a conversation about even when it comes to relationship. Look, I understand. Like, my homie, when I was 19, told me this. He was like, shit, I know I don't own no woman and ain't no woman my property. So if you, to Tone's point, if you can take her, she was never, what he used to say was she was never with me.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Because I don't own shit. Like, so do what you do, but also understand you don't own me either. So, like, listen, if you allowing another chick or another bitch, as he said, like, move into your space and your situation, then, motherfucker, you ain't putting in no work. And this is all, like we said earlier, this is a job. I don't care what. All y'all motherfuckers who getting caught up in this whole, in the drug of love. Like, number one, that shit is going to wear off. Just know that.
I was one of those people. So don't feel like we're blasting. I am.
Oh yeah, I like to get high on love. Quite frequently.
I am one of those people.
Yeah, I like to get high on love quite
like
frequently.
These guys, we had a show that we weren't able to put out because it just didn't record well. Tony was done.
Yeah.
You guys want to know where I was out? That's Tony took a body shot and couldn't get up.
Yeah.
You understand the
down goes Frazier.
Yeah, TKO. He was out.
Yeah. But again, we're also not saying. I'm not saying Mike doesn't like to get high off. I love me a nice little.
I like soft kisses and booty rubs.
And
but I think you guys. I think you guys.
No, I don't like my. I like to get a booty rub. You can give me a soft kiss while I'm rubbing on your booty.
On your booty.
Okay. You feel what I'm saying?
After.
You a man. You should know that. See what I did there?
That might have to be a tie. I think. After listening to you, Michael Andrew, I think you have an understanding of the game, of the facade. Yeah.
Yes.
And if it's not a facade, please call us out. I welcome the debate.
Yeah.
If it's not a facade, please meet with us. Hopefully we'll try to get up so we can all meet and we can talk.
Yeah.
We can have drinks. We can, we can chop it up.
That y'all are paying for.
We're
not paying for
each other. We're not that big yet.
Yeah, we're not that big
soon,
yet.
Soon come and we'll... You know,
we got you.
Or if you hot and you know, if you know how to seduce me,
if you know how, I'll buy you a drink, ladies.
Dog, what's wrong with that? If we're gonna play the game, then let's play.
And let's play.
I'm all for it now.
We both want to have fun, so like, let's fucking have fun.
There
like, I want to be seduced too.
Love and leisure.
But I find that it's laziness on both parts. Like Wayne said, that men aren't understanding of how to get down on their own stuff. And that's what we're here for.
Yes.
We cannot speak for women. Like, we speak often, but it's only from our experiences and our, again, perspectives.
Correct.
And perception.
Yeah.
So if you're going to say that we are wrong, please educate us as to why.
Yeah.
Don't argue with us.
Educate.
Learn me something.
Right.
Yeah. Learn me something.
Learn me something.
Because, and that's the thing is with our lady counterparts, men are conditioned to be curious if they're smart. As a seducer, you have to pay attention to the observer. So to give you some insight into what Tone is talking about from a very superficial standpoint, if I'm talking to a young lady and I'm not paying attention to the fact that she likes fucking flowers, and she don't just like receiving flowers, she's into botany type
right.
shit. Right.
Well, I love that tiger lily.
Yeah, like, and again, it's something that subtle.
I didn't know that shit was called it.
Yeah. What the fuck is that shit?
Right.
Then, if I'm paying attention, shit, our first date is to the botanical garden. Shit don't necessarily got to cost me much.
Right.
Like, and it's a great, but it's something memorable for her, even if I'm just trying to fuck.
Right.
Because, again, if you've listened to previous episodes, you need to understand men moving acts, women moving experiences. The dude will do the act to provide an experience so that you guys can experience each other.
Yes. But now I'm about to get in my hot take bag, and I'm about to call some of these women out.
Go for it.
See, Michael Andrew, you made a very logical, clear, and concise point just there.
Okay.
So tell me why these women of all ages say things like this. I mean, if he gonna take me out, I'll go eat with him. Ooh. It's a free meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your intentions?
A free meal?
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, blah, blah. So do you like, I ask my women counterparts all the time, friends, associates, people that I care about. I'm like, hey, why are you going out to dinner with someone you know good and well you don't like?
Use them and abuse them.
And 90% of the time is to say, I mean, it's a free meal.
Shit.
Cause it's I had drinks.
That husband.
Okay.
And I look at them with, and they can see it in my face.
Because that's a husband.
I look at them with disdain. I'm like, are you serious? They're like, yeah, why not?
Savage.
Love and leisure. You don't want love. Stop saying that. I don't want to hear that out of your mouth.
Going back to perception and perspective.
Yes.
Okay. I was having a conversation last night, actually, with my business partner, who's a female.
Yeah.
And the conversation came about, we were watching a show on Prime, no need to pub, but...
I want to know what that was after the show, though.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
So there's a scene where a guy walks up to a woman at a bar. They exchange a few eye contact,
mm-hmm. It,
you know, a few different, okay.
Yeah.
He leaves, comes back, she's still at the bar. He walks up to her, he says, I don't know what you drink, but here you go. And he just goes into it.
Right.
Masculine energy. Just there. Now, granted, it's a show, so we can write that in.
Yeah. Right.
But I said to her, I said, that's how you approach a woman. And she was like, I was like, here's the deal. That's how you're supposed to do it. The difference is, if the chick is into you, she's going to receive it well. If she doesn't feel you, she's not. It's based on her perspective.
Right.
So let's take that a little deeper, because Hitch...
I mentioned that too.
Okay.
Hitch, so I mentioned that as an example
Hitch
following
is,
up with that.
Is again why again what, men,
describe the, describe
men
the
are conditioned to observe.
Describe the scene.
Yeah. So the scene, any of you guys haven't seen Hitch, god damn.
You're judging.
I'm definitely judging. So I'm not condemning though. Somebody was like, yeah, I can judge, I just can't condemn. That's my man Tone. I think Tone said that last week.
I can judge, yeah. Like, yeah,
but I like that.
T shirt coming soon.
Oh yeah.
Right, so in the movie, there's Eva Mendez's character is sitting in a lounge area, which there are no lounges like this in real life. that are this
not
like,
in real life.
Cool, like laid back, where everybody's just kind of chilling and like
quiet.
Yeah, right. It was right. So Will Smith's character Hitch goes to the bartender instead of making an initial approach. He says, "Yo, what's she drinking?" He was like, "A perfect 10." Which looks like it's in a martini glass, so it looks like a martini. But perfect tens are a classic.
It's a craft cocktail.
But it's a classic martini that's strong, right? So this other dude named Chip is as Will's approaching her with both drinks. sees Chip, right? has to make a beeline.
Right.
But again, it's an observation. Let me see what this motherfucker's game is like, because this might be her man.
Right.
Number one. Number two, let me see how he kicking it.
Right.
Because if he kicking it, well then shit, I'm just out my little $15. You know what I'm saying?
I got two drinks.
And I'm going to have two drinks. Or I'm going to give it to the next chick. So Chip walks up on some corny shit. And it was only corny because he did not take the time to observe her.
And she wasn't feeling him.
Right.
But what made him. So here's the thing, too, that fellas need to understand about women. A great dating coach said, you have to understand that women's natural energy, the feminine energy, is going to be fluid. So how she experiences you, again, is just her experience of thoughts, feelings, and perceptions at that very moment.
Correct.
They can change.
Agreed.
Yes, right?
That happened with Shorty last week, by the way. Mm-hmm. I hit her up, and I was like, okay, no need to hit her up again.
Yeah. But it can...
again, no emotion.
Yeah, right. It can change positively or negatively.
Right.
Like, that's why so many niggas get caught up with... Like, I've had so many lady friends who'll be like, yo, this motherfucker would have got some pussy and he said some dumb shit. There's the same reason why when you fucking a chick, if you're having sex with a young lady and she calls out another nigga's name, this has been an ongoing joke, you're going to finish, you're going to keep on pumping. As soon as you bust a nut, be like, who the fuck is Johnny? Right?
It
like,
happened to me before.
Right? Exactly. But the sex will be good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That ain't never happened. Damn, nigga. Damn. I don't, again, but that's the running joke, right? Is that you're not going to stop the fucking. You're going to finish the fucking, and then after that, we're going to have a conversation.
Yep. I mean, I pause, but.
Right.
Stroke slowed up a little bit. We'll get back to that, right? So.
It was the second time. She didn't really give a fuck.
He was like,
the second time he meet her. So,
okay.
Yeah.
But for a woman. You said, oh my God, Janet. And he'd be like, who the fuck is Janet? You know, no, get off of me. Get off me.
Who the fuck is Ariane? Anybody can tell us where that is.
We'll put in on a drink for that.
Yeah, we'll put in a drink for that.
That's it out, because I want to finish the rest of the statement, but that's all you get.
Yes.
Right. So at that point, again, with Chip didn't take the time to observe. So then when she plays him, because she gives him the same energy he gave her.
Right.
Very masculine, mm-hmm. very direct. Okay, so you're going to be direct, I'm going to be direct with you. Like, and she threw some shit test at him. Fellas, anytime you're dealing with a young lady who knows how to play the game, she's going to throw you some shit. So he says, hey, my name, they call me Chip. She was like, oh, you can't get him to stop? Right? Now, again.
Which is cold.
But he doesn't even address that and play with that.
Right.
He immediately moves into a line.
Yeah.
So are you afraid? I don't understand why you're just so afraid that a man is gonna make you feel. And then Hitch walks up right behind like a natural woman and like finishes the sentence. Hey, sweetie.
Right.
I just got you know done whatever. She's like, how was the meeting? She was like, there was a middle. A beginning, a middle, and an end. Bye, Chip. And like sends him on his way. Now. People missed very subtle signs. Chip, whoever that actor was, played a really good role in that space.
Right.
Because he looks defeated when he walks off. Head is down, shoulders are slumped, and he's like, damn. And he's defeated and confused.
Right.
Like, what the fuck just happened? Because he had just listened to all his CDs and DVDs on dating. He went to his dating class, and I did everything that I was supposed to do, but you did not take the time to observe how to interact with this young lady to create experience. Because the next thing, Will Smith is an asshole, low key. Yo, so he says, you know, it must be a very difficult thing for a man to approach a beautiful young lady like you, and I forgot what the rest of his line is. He said, especially when you got that fuck off.
Right. On your forehead.
put on your forehead. Right, the fact that he was able to say that, she was like, I don't really know how to deal with that. But if you guys watch that one scene. You can go on YouTube and find that. Watch that one scene. There's a pitch. There's a tone. There's a pace to how he's interacting with him, and he's garnering information, not so he can get it right there. He's not in a
playing
rush.
The long game.
He's not in a rush. He's playing the long game. And most dudes don't take the time to do that. And most women don't even know how to respond to that. So, again, with women who say, like, I want a man who knows some things. Like, you know, you'll hear the conversation of, and I live by this, again, as the romantic internally that I am. Like, yo, it ain't about what he bought us, what he taught her. Like, so what can I put you up on? But that's only going to go so far in most situations, because most women don't want to take the time to learn some shit.
No, it's, here's where I feel that, and I spoke to you about this a few episodes ago, as far as I think you need to be more assertive. And when I meant you, I meant we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was talking to me, though.
Yeah. They don't, from my experiences, women don't want to learn anything. That's where we as men need to be aggressive and saying, I won't even say a fine line, but there is a narrow passageway of assertiveness, like Hitch and like the character that I was speaking of, that scenario, where we take the lead on some things.
Yeah.
And that's where the manly, that's where the smooth, that's where the, you know, it's right. A calculated aspect comes in.
It's also that it's the origin of that cliche statement that we hear, letting a man be a man.
I think you take that.
Yes.
I think you take that. And also, this is a opposite of what Michael Andrew, this is how I took it, opposite of a woman. This is where a man steps in and learns how to seduce.
Correct.
Yes. And a woman should be as good. If a woman is equally as good at seducing as a man, she's better. Because physically, we are already there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that you have to be the baddest. It helps.
Right.
It helps. That doesn't mean that you have to be look like everybody else. You don't have to look like Beyonce to be as seductive.
Right.
And very rarely, the skills.
Very rarely the bad chick knows how to is the most seductive, because she's never had to work for it.
It's like those old cartoons.
You think so?
Well, Hell yeah, because it's like those old Looney Tunes cartoons where you see the girl bunny walking by,
but even
and Bugs gets he automatically gets the heart. No,
but think about that. Think about that, Bugs. She knew how to walk.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
She moved.
She knew how to engage.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't. But she was bad as far as, you know, Mrs. Bugs.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you can use Miss Rabbit, Jessica Rabbit, but there are some. Plus size women that know how to walk and know how to move.
Yes.
There are some slim chicks we spoke of last week.
Yeah.
And we'll give her a shout out to Cigar Monologues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a slender woman. But the way she moves, the way she smells. For example, I've spoken about women who is a turnoff to me.
Yeah.
If I can smell you from a distance, and that doesn't mean that your smell is bad, off-putting.
Yeah. Right.
It just means you put too much fragrance on.
Yeah. Right.
Her fragrance.
You had to get close.
I had to get close.
Right. Yeah.
I could smell her if she walked by, but I gave her a hug on, you know, leaving.
Right.
And I was like, hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And I did not want to let go.
And it's those residual notes.
It is something that you got me.
Right.
If you wanted me, I'm putty.
Yeah. I'm so here now.
Understanding how to, you know what I mean, be the female version of Hitch, it can happen. With that, you don't get a lot of that. Speaking of going back to Michael Andrew and taking being assertive, when we go back and incorporating money aspect, you hear a lot of, listen, 50 Shades of Grey made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of money.
You know why? Got a good looking dude. He's rich and he's pushing me to the limit.
Yeah. And it's a fantasy.
And it's a fantasy.
Ultimate.
Hitch. Good looking dude. He got a decent money. He got a good game. The show that I was speaking of, good looking dude. Came with the right game in an area where he got, you would expect decent money.
Yeah. Right.
You notice a consistent pattern.
And so what we were money. Talking about, but what we were talking about, or the perception thereof, because what we were talking about also again, in pre-production is in real life, you don't need a lot of money. So fellas, I'm going to give you some real live game for modern day society. You don't need a lot of money. You just need to look like you are prestigious. And I say that meaning this, if you are in your town, wherever you're listening to us, especially if you live here in Atlanta, it's not about you having a lot of money. It's about the perception. If you, like, it's corny. I know corny niggas and I know cool niggas who don't have, I know corny niggas who spend a lot of money on clothes and all this other shit that doesn't look good and they have no clue, right? And they have no prestige. and they just look like a corny nigga who spends a whole lot of money. Now, do they still get chicks? Yes, because having money will give you access to certain chicks. But when they want the bad ones, the bad ones won't even go to dinner with them.
Right.
Unless you're an athlete. Because half the athletes are corny.
I'll give you a
prime.
They're
young and they don't know shit.
I'll give you a prime example. About a month ago, I was at Monticello working. And
athletes got
it's a Friday night, so it's deep.
Not the football players.
It's a lot of shit going on. A lot of people moving around, mingling, drinking, you know. And I come in contact with someone that I know in general context. So I proceed to engage them, give them dap. Hey, what's going on? Blah, zay, blah, whoop, dee, whoop, right? This person gives the air or perception of means. Yeah. Of resources.
Yeah.
He's sitting with some attractive women, some other guys who also give the perception of means. Mm. And I start to engage with him. Now, mind you, they're in the cigar side, but no one has cigars. I'm smoking my cigar. I have my blazer on. I'm presenting myself as I usually do.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, what's going on? Whoop de whoop, blah, blah, blah. And as I turn, one of the young lady grabs me on the arm and says, so you like smoking cigars? Now, that can easily be perceived as a flirt, mm-hmm. or a start of an engagement. But she doesn't know me from a can of paint. All she knows is my perception and my prestige. Mm-hmm. She sees me move in this room amongst these people, quote unquote, with means.
Right.
And she says, hey. So you really like smoke? I said, of course I do. I work here. This is what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And she proceeds, I would love to try a cigar.
Already.
Would you? There's a humidor right over. Now, mind you, I'm not hook, line, and sinker. Like, well, there's a humidor over there.
Yeah.
If you'd like to procure a cigar, you can do so at any time. All right, you guys let me know if you need anything. And I begin to walk off. So are you saying that, are you not going to show me how to smoke the cigar? Sure, if you purchase one.
Yeah, if you
like to purchase a cigar, I'll be more than happy to show you how to smoke a cigar. Okay, cool. I'll be over there later. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that out. Now, mind you, at this point, the people who are in this section are kind of like, we ain't smoking no cigars. Why the fuck you worry about smoking cigars?
Because you corny.
Exactly.
Or again, for the observer though, right? Two things just happened.
Two things.
Number one, she was
two things.
She was trying to gauge.
I tell you what.
She's trying to gauge. Let me see if I can get something free from this dude.
Yeah. Right.
Like, wait, so you aren't gonna teach me? Yeah, baby. Like, shit, let me take you over here to the cigar, little cigar, and then I'll show you how to smoke it. Because then she ain't lost nothing. If she hates it, she'd be like, shit. Again, I didn't have to pay for shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, she was challenged a little bit. We were like, oh, no, if you purchase it, oh, damn. So, like, I got to invest. So I got to put skin in this game. So now I really need to pay attention if I'm learning. Whether she knows that subconsciously or she's conscious of it, that's what ends up happening.
Did she buy one?
She came in the humidor.
Oh, of course.
She's trying to get something else.
I can't speak to any of that. I just sell cigars. That's what I do.
So yeah, I'm the man. I'm the manager. Yeah.
I'm the manager, B. This is over, dude.
So I'm saying in those spaces, again, if I'm dealing with, like, to what we were saying earlier too, is when you look at athletes have prestige. Most football players don't because they got helmets.
Yeah, helmets.
So it's usually only the quarterback, the running back, and that's usually it, really, that get the most attention. Motherfucking linebacker can walk in a club and they can be like, that motherfucker big.
Yeah.
He must play football.
He got to be super famous.
Yeah. Right?
Super famous.
It's not till the retirees in football start getting love because they usually in front of the camera.
Yeah. Right.
But the basketball players get that attention because you see their faces. And they're usually tall. Like,
right.
So, again, certain fellas may get prestige, one, off of good looks, two, off of style, three, off of position. Like, there's so many different ways for fellas to win that they don't leverage. So what a lot of dudes also miss on is where they compete at. So Starbucks, you got to be a fucking fool as a coffee company if you're opening up to say, yo, I'm going to compete directly selling superficial coffee right across the street from Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be a fucking fool. Now, if you were already there and Starbucks came over there, that's different. But if you're trying to set up shop in that space, then you're playing yourself. Dudes do this all the time to compete in clubs. So they go into a club and they say, oh, I'm going to compete. Not knowing that they're already in a losing situation. Mm. Instead of saying, yo, and again, I do this too. We were talking tonight about doing stupid shit that we know is stupid. I've been guilty of doing that as well. Instead of saying, yo, let me, prime example for me, by the end of this year, I'm going to a salsa class.
Okay.
So I talked to a homie of mine. They do salsa at this local spot. And she was like, Mike, it'd be like 12, 15, 16 girls in there and like three guys.
Are you talking about the one off Piedmont?
No, but I heard about that one too.
It is.
But like, so you can go in there and be trash. Like, I ain't got no rhythm.
Yeah.
And you still going to get love because you came out to that.
Right.
To that situation. Now, all you got to do is learn a few basic steps. And in Atlanta, you killing the game. Because most of these chicks don't know how to dance. Anyway, they know right. how to twerk. They don't know how to dance.
Then they know how to hold their drink and hold their phone at the same time.
So if you can pull so if you can pull a young lady out on the dance floor on any one of them songs, right?
Yeah.
And hit her with a little two-step, boom, boom.
There you go.
Right.
She like, oh shit. So
this nigga
again,
got the moves like Jagger.
And it ain't gotta be.
Like Jagger.
And it ain't gotta be at the club. That shit could be at a day party. Like,
right.
You can maneuver in a different type of situation. Yeah. Or going to a writing class. Like, ladies like doing diverse shit. Dudes tend to be creatures of habit. So, if a dude is willing to step out of, not necessarily even his comfort zone, but step into his curiosity, like, yo, it's so many women right there. Now, that speaks to the point of, maybe for us as fellas, and me and you, Tom, mm-hmm. being this two single guys, it may also even be us not doing that our damn self. Like, are we diversifying our playground in order to experience loving the game of love?
I don't think that we were accepting. I'm going to challenge I've changed. This is open. I'll challenge you, especially, you know, us in our environment once we're able to get out. And, you know, form like Voltron, but I just don't think that we were in that space.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I think we will be.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is women and fellas. Like, a lot of women right now traveling, oh, I'm living my best life. Da, da. Yo, if you're going to travel, do whatever you want to do. I would offer you to experience more than just touristy shit, too. Now, again, I understand women got to deal with safety, and there's a whole different dynamic when you're traveling abroad. But if all you're doing is you went to fucking to Puerto Rico and you did the zip line and the fucking dirt bikes and then went out and partied every night, you're limiting your opportunity. You're limiting your scope of the experience, because again, you want to have an experience. Go out and tour some of the historical elements. Go have some different food that you never tried.
How many
tried.
Times are you going to be going back to Puerto Rico?
I'm going back.
Well, I mean, but I'm just saying.
We are
even
going
if,
back.
I almost fell off the damn. I went to the little fort they had. I almost fell off the side of the dam.
Hey, don't be. Hey, I'm be looking over the edge and shit.
Listen, it's high. I was in front. Anyway.
But again, in those
bad
spaces.
Experience. I said I had a bad experience.
God save, no bullshit. I almost fell off that. Like, I was just running, and I was like, and it looks like there is no gap.
Right.
Oh, until you get right up on it. Yeah. For some reason, I stopped.
Oh, thank
Me
God.
And my homie, we stopped, and there is a cliff, like, to the other. I wouldn't even made it if I jumped. She would have been. Tony would have been here.
Been fucked
in,
up.
Been in a wheelchair. Like,
right.
Broke leg tone.
Broke leg, Uncle Tone, broke leg Tone. but that's what. So again, that change for a lot of us, to speak to the perception versus and perspectives, we all have. A lot of women I've also realized have limited perspectives because they ain't got no, they don't have no experience.
Right.
And I say that meaning this. You have a perspective of what a man's supposed to look like because you only dated one type of dude. You have a limited perspective of what type of date should be because you've only gone on one type of date.
Nah, right. You probably just heard that shit from a friend or saw it from a movie.
Or, right. But again, or you that's heard your experience, it from those perspectives, right? So instead of you saying, like, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to young ladies who were like, ooh, girl, I'm going to Paris, and it's going to be beautiful. And then they get to Paris, and they like, oh, I didn't like Paris. Well, what didn't you like about Paris? It stinks. the food was nasty.
Everybody rude as fuck.
I'll take you to Paris.
People were rude. But again, that was one experience,
you better
right?
be Victoria K, though.
But again, if I'm going to spend that money, just to bring it full circle, if I'm gonna spend that money, I had a friend. He went on an eight day vacation mm-hmm. with his girlfriend, to Italy, right? He had planned all this stuff out, like, yo, we gonna do this. This is how we gonna do it, like, but, and he said she just seemed so ungrateful. Like she was just, it's like, yo, so this is this and this is this. She was like, oh, okay, like that's nice, like I guess, and he was like, bitch. Because he spent his money because he wanted to take her versus he was like, yo, you know, Mike, if I would have taken you to Italy, you ain't never been to Italy, you'd have been like, oh, yo, bro, I really appreciate this shit is dope, what the fuck we doing tomorrow, this shit is lit, right? And I said, again, is it love or leisure, number one, but also what was her perspective? Was her perspective that it was gonna be something sexy and like where you were just all over her? What was her perspective? Now if I had the money and he had the money, he was like, yo, I was tempted in the middle of the trip to just be like, yo, here's the return flight, it's worth this much money, you can go back home, like, because you're starting to fuck up my vibe.
Yeah, my perception would have been like, hey, you know, I gotta go get an adapter for, you know, the outlet's different here, I would have been back for 3 days. you trying to tell me they ain't got no Best Buy over here? I've been looking for this shit for 72 hours.
But to Tone's point, if the money's right, I ain't doing that shit.
Right.
Yo, here's your ticket. Let me make this. I'm gonna make the choice for you. Here's your. Would you slow down, Nina?
Well, walk then.
Would you slow down, Nina? Shit, this shit is a dangerous name. All I'm going to do is call you a cab and make sure you get home. Right. All right? So, again, the romantic in me, and here's the thing that ladies need to get right about romance. Romance don't mean it's going to be fantastical. Romance has to have push and pull. It has to have discomfort. It has to throw you off balance because there needs to be a level of seduction in that process.
Man, I'm going
to
put you up against the wall like 50 Shades of Grey, and we're going to have sex on the beach. And get sand all in your ass.
And yeah.
Is that your all man moment?
It sounds that way.
It does sound that way.
Pardon my language.
So if you're down for that, then you know, hit up the all man podcast at Gmail.
In all seriousness though, I do want to know what
Tony. I'm down for the relationship. I'm down. That's all you need to say is I'm down.
I need to know what you know, what you find as being what a, you know, how a man's supposed to approach you and how a man's supposed to engage with you and what all that he needs in order to make this fantasy a situation, and also
Starbucks.
Would you be open to a polyamorous relationship or open relationship for me only once I am financially successful? And yep. What's that number?
What's that number?
Yeah, what's that number?
Yeah, what is love looking like to y'all?
What is love?
What's the, no, what's
Will
the?
Will it hurt me? Don't hurt me no more.
So, yeah, and listen. don't send nobody else for us to be like, that's copyright right. infringement. But no, so. Yeah, for me, my all man moment is understand. Shit, I gave my all man moment. I've been rambling for 20 minutes. Wayne, what's your all-man moment?
Yeah, man, just you need to, you got to decide love or leisure. You can be a lazy lover, or you can be living your best life in leisure, and that's fine either way. But just understand, both those things come with a certain aesthetic. It comes with a certain understanding. Excuse me. And for you to have a grasp of that, you'll be ahead of the game, but you got to have a grasp of that first. So, you know, you out here going to Starbucks every day, that's cool. Them little punch cards ain't going to be worth shit in a few years, and your ass going to be stuck drinking Sanka at the house. So, you know.
Sanka.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. This has been the All Man Podcast. I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brad.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag, man, get you some better drink. Get you another drink, man.
We out this bitch.
Yep.